Hare Krishna. Here's a brief report on wonderful events of the weekend, although I think that quite a few devotees had the opportunity to see things firsthand, and that was one of the really wonderful and unexpected things, although I had sort of discussed with Dhammadharpa whether it would be really good if we could stream live and the audience could really see everything that's going on, considering that New Rajadham's internet facilities are wanting, to say the least. It really didn't sound to me like something that was really going to be able to happen, but it's one Hungarian devotee who lives in the Netherlands. He came and he did it. He, in fact, I got a message from Mayapur TV, who were really impressed by the quality of the sound and the video, the visual effect. Everything was so good. And we had over 400 computers tuned in, so that was very good, and got a lot of feedback from devotees from Australia, America, and so many places, because of course there were so many devotees who'd contributed and donated to Radhe Shyam's renovation, but it was a big expense for people to come. We had about 100 devotees from outside Hungary, and they had a great time, from what they say, and the others were able to really see. Some people wrote that they were just glued to their tablet or their computer all Sunday. Of course, many devotees were watching already from Friday on. And Saturday, some of the program that was inside the temple room. So Saturday's program was exclusively in English. It wasn't even translated. It was for non-Hungarians. And there weren't even any devotees from Hungary had come. I wanted to make it really an exclusive program for those who really took the trouble to come from so far. And then we had a nice morning program, and after morning program there was prasadam. I gave a talk about Radhe Shyam, I didn't quite really get to talk so much about Radhe Shyam, but events leading up to Radhe Shyam, and of course that was on the podcast last few days, and then we had devotees had breakfast, and we had a parikrama tour. Now, the weather was really trying. It was very, very cool, and the devotees were sort of packed. Well, we went first and installed a samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati. These were amongst the devotee samadhis that are installed throughout New Rajadham, and this was the first one of this year. We'll be probably installing another 9, if not 14. And that was very, very nice. And from there we did parikrama. We walked to some holy places. I took everyone to Barshana, and we had some Barshana katha, brief katha, because of the weather, and then we headed off on to the Goshala, past Javat and Nandagram and Shanket, and at the Goshala we arranged a nice program. that we let out the bulls for the first time this year. They've been in corral up until now. They haven't seen pasture. So that was a real joy for them. This Saturday we're having a public program where we let the cows out. It's a program that we have every year. A lot of people come to see it. A lot of people from Hungary. I'm not talking just about devotees. And but we let the bulls out, and we'll save the cows for this Saturday. And then after that, we had Pesadim. We had feast in the temple room. And in the evening, we had bhajans. And of course, during all of this, there was a lot of things going on in terms of last-minute preparations, as there always are last-minute preparations. And then it was the next day, Sunday. Devotees from Hungary had all come and appeared by then. 8:30, I was greeted everybody and gave a little talk as to what our program was going to be about. And at 9 o'clock, we began, or somewhere around 9 o'clock, we began Abhishek. And devotees who have watched it, and you saw the Abhishek, it was special. It was very special in different ways that I'll explain. Otherwise, we videoed everything, and we'll also make videos so that the devotees can get to see it. We didn't get to see it live. And the speciality was that Radha and Shyam were there on their altar, at least on the temporary altar. And they, Gurunath Raj and Govardhan Lal, along with the altar, were bathed. So it was a really wonderful event, and it was a nice Abhishek. I kept it simple. It was just Jamuna water from our Jamuna River here, then milk, obviously, from the cows, and then rose water, 2 buckets of rose water. And then, of course, there was the moving of the deities. We moved the deities that devotees didn't get to see. But while we were moving the deities, then devotees did get to hear from Govinda Maharaj and Chandramouli Maharaj, Harikarta Prabhu, Mother Ruchira. And they were talking about their experiences with Radha Shyam. It was a day for glorifying Radha Shyam Sundar, Radha Shyam Katha. And interspersed was also Damodar Prabhu's presentation on the expenses, as well as what the projects themselves were that took place. We also had somewhat of a slideshow, or actually videos of New Rajadham in the past, as well as pictures of Radha Shyam, but that started to go long, so we cut that short and continued on with the katha. And then there was the final darshan after Radha Shyam were put in place, and of course underneath them were placed, underneath Shyamasundar and Srimati Radharani, was placed devotees' names, all the donors' names, over 600 names, placed under the lotus feet of each of the deities in Jamuna sand. And then we had Aarti and Darshan, and everyone could really see what the result of the really wonderful labors and donation war. And before that, I introduced and thanked all of the workmen. They were here, the carpenter and the marble people, as well as our own devotees, artisans, Chitahari and others, Damodar, Tosi, and so on, who were involved in really making things happen. And of course, Govinda Swami Maharaj, who was really responsible for a real major portion of our international fundraising. And really made it into the success that it ended up being. And then in the evening we had bhajans, and well, that's where another exciting thing transpired. It almost became too exciting. And while we were chanting away up until midnight, in the meantime here at the house there was something else brewing. And what that was that in the afternoon when Guru Maharaj had come to the temple, he left his diffuser burning. And that diffuser, if you know diffusers, it didn't have so much water in it, so it boiled down. And when it boils down, they start to sputter. And this sputtered, which wasn't so much of a problem. But right under there, or beside the diffuser, was a lighter. And it seems that sputtering set off the lighter, which must have exploded or burnt. Because when we came back, Govinda Maharaj came up into his room, and I was still downstairs, and he was complaining about some smoke. I couldn't figure out how there could be smoke upstairs. But there was, and it was more than just smoke. So this the lighter had made a palm-sized hole in the table that we were in, burnt a big hole. Aside from that, it burnt down the lamp it was standing next to. Earlier that morning, I'd given Maharaj his his airplane fare, and he had that stacked over there. Good thing that he passed that on to Mother Kishori from Dubai, and otherwise that would have also gone up in smoke, and so would have the curtains nearby. More or less the house could have easily burnt down. It's a good thing it didn't. And but there was smoke, and more than smoke, there was soot. It was amazing. There was fine soot everywhere, in his room, on the floor, on the walls, on every surface. And that came over to my room, even downstairs, the furniture. It was chaotic. So next day was a big cleaning, and I was very thankful that it wasn't worse than it could have been, because it could have really, really been bad. So that was some additional excitement. And today is Akshay Tritiya. There were some devotees who held back giving their donations, international visitors. They wanted to give it today on Akshay Tritiya. Reminded me that it was on Akshay Tritiya that Maharaj started his fundraising. And of course devotees are asking, well, is there still can they still donate? And the answer is yes, by all means. Are we just collecting money just for the sake of collecting money? No. There are still quite a few things outstanding. I'm just about to have a meeting in an hour and a half with Vaidarbhi about the renovations that still need to be done, the work that still needs to be done. There's probably 6 months or even more till the end of the year work to be done still on the in the deity room, in terms of painting and so many other things that hadn't been really, really completed. And there's also the furnaces to be able to actually run the underfloor heating and in-altar heating that we put in. So those have to be done. Yogamaya and Gopishwar Mahadev's temples need to be still renovated. That was part of the project, and something which I was originally part of the plan, but because it was always on the other side of the temple room, and I sort of forgot about it, and that was Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa-san and the, you know, awning throne, Shunga-san, above it. That is also something that we need to do and take care of. Actually, we already sort of anticipated that it would cost a few million foreign to do that, and to do a proper inlay on the throne that Prabhupada's sitting on. It's more like a throne than a Shringasan. And but we already got a donation for that. Whether it'll be enough or not, that's something else. So yes, you can continue to send that in to donations to the existing information. In fact, today we got a few, as I mentioned, some from devotees who are here, and some from devotees, again, overseas, who aren't here, but they took this day as the day to make the best of their service to Radha Shyam. Last thing, I guess I should just quickly give you a rundown of the devotees who are really doing all of this wonderful service. Most of you are in touch with Damodar Prabhu, because he's the one who was helping with the fundraising, banking, but he did so many other things when we needed to be able to negotiate with suppliers, builders, and so on, in order to bargain them down, and at the same time keep track of how we're doing financially, and how much we've still got left to go. Then, of course, Vaidarvish is the on-site construction manager. She did a wonderful job. Chittahari Prabhu was the artistic genius behind everything. Tulsi Prabhu was the artistic designer. In other words, he's the one who really sort of communicated, put down on paper what Chittahari Prabhu wanted. Chittahari made plans as well, and his wife, Ildiko. And Tulsi also communicated with all of the artisans and everything. He's the one who was the Vi Media and oversaw that things actually happened according to plan. Then Shamlata and Tulsi's wife, Smriti, Smriti Kalika, were the ones who were doing all of the marbling that you see on the Shringasans, the painting of the backdrop. There was a phenomenal amount of work. And have I left anybody out? Venu Gita did the different electrical work, which meant the sound system, the lighting for the Shringasans, and whatever had to do also with the heating. Perhaps I left somebody out, but these were the devotees who were involved in this work. So real great thanks to them, and once again real thanks to everyone who helped make this wonderful dream happen. It was my dream that we could do something nicer for Radha Shyam, and everyone agrees that it is much, much nicer than what we had before. And well, that's just to the eyes. If you were on the altar, you know what the actual up-close conditions were, then you'll even appreciate that more. So thank you very much, and Hare Krishna.